but it went something like this. Hey,
Heavenly Father, we also ask you to bless those individuals who try but have failed.
Yes.
And let them know that there's no such thing as a failure, but to keep on going.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we also ask you that in the midst of us, that we bring us closer together on one accord.
Yes. Yes.
That accord that will take us closer to you, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we also just want to thank you for your Heavenly Father.
Thank
you. Just give us all the strength that we need.
Yes.
Give us on a continuous basis so we can meet that devil. We can meet that enemy.
We can meet
and fight him off on a daily basis, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we also would ask you and thank you for your Heavenly Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. In Jesus' name.
In
Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
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 God bless you. Bless you. No.
Won't it be grand?
Won't it be grand?
Won't it be grand?
Won't it be grand?
I'm going home to live with Jesus. Won't it be grand?
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 I'm going home to live with Jesus.
Won't it be grand?
When I get through praying down here,
out in the sunshine and out in the rain,
I'm going home to live with Jesus.
Won't it be grand?
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 I'm going home to live with Jesus. Won't it be grand?
Everybody here tonight?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. How's everybody feeling?
Great.
Amen. Midweek and just, you know, two more days to go for the weekend to be here. And I was sharing with the brothers as we were outside that, you know, tonight seems to be that night everyone has their Christmas lights on the house and lit. So, you know, the season can, I guess, officially begin for some people. Amen. Tonight we're going to continue what we started on last week, and first we're going to do a little recap and bring everyone who wasn't here up to where we are tonight. The topic has been Christ Jesus and His anointing, and we are going through the Bible with the scriptures laying out line by line, precept upon precept of who the true identity of Jesus Christ is, as well as what is the anointing and how it works and who else can be anointed. And as we mentioned last week, that the Old Testament and the New Testament are mirror reflections of one another. And the Old Testament declared that Jesus was coming, and the New Testament states that He has come. Mm-hmm. And then as we were going through and understanding the Holy Trinity, we have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Who did we say is represented by the phrase, the Word of God? Jesus, okay? And we say that God works through His speech, which is known as His Word. The 6 days of creation were made possible by God the Father speaking, let there be, and there was a way that was made from no way. Light was made from darkness. Empty space was filled with the universe. And time was separated and still exists within eternity. So every time God said, let there be, that's Jesus going forth. And then the power of God, the anointing of God, makes it happen through the Holy Spirit. And then we went that God, the Father, was not alone during the creation. And when he said the in Genesis, 1st chapter, 26 verse, let us make man, he was speaking to the Son and the Holy Spirit. And it's not like three people are having a meeting, as we said last week. You know, we were speaking of a triune three in one God. And then we were understanding the principle, the process that Jesus was born. And then we also stated that Christ is not Jesus' last name. And Joseph nor Mary or any of the children that were born had Christ on their birth certificates, tax records, or census counts, or census record. Christ is the title that Jesus holds, and he holds alone. Because we know through history, there are other people named Jesus or Jesus.
Amen.
But they are unable to put Christ either before or after their name because they are not the anointed one. And then we went through the definition of to Christian, something means to anoint, to rub, to touch. Mm-hmm. And anoint itself means to rub or sprinkle on, to smear with any liquid, consecrate or make sacred in a ceremony that includes the token applying of oil, and to dedicate to the service of God. So Christian and anoint means the same thing. And Jesus Christ is saying that, okay, Jesus was anointed. Mm-hmm. And Jesus was anointed with what? God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And so we also went through how John saw the dove, remember, descending upon him. And that was the confirmation that God had already told John what was going to happen. And so he called me, as Pastor brought out to us last week. He recognized Jesus as the Lamb of God. But when he saw the dove come down on him, he knew that, yes, this is Christ. This is the Messiah. And we said the dove represents what?
Peace.
And what? Right, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And so, and then we were talking about what does the Holy Spirit allows, and we read in 2 Corinthians 3rd chapter and 17th verse, it said, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And what does that word liberty mean?
Freedom.
Amen. Amen. And we have some examples of what freedom means. Means that one, you know, sickness is captivity. You know, some people cannot move or cannot do certain things due to a disease. So healing and wellness would be liberty, would be freedom. Amen. And then we ended last week on that the triune God and God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are never separated from one another in spirit and in truth, as Christ Jesus mentioned to the woman at the well. And this is where we're going to pick up tonight. Go ahead, bro.
Okay. Teacher, I got a question. Now, like we said, we all got to understand that Christ is anointed.
Mm-hmm.
Who gave this name? We know it was Jesus born, so you were named us for Jesus is born.
Mm-hmm.
Who actually attached the Christ to it that it came a whole name?
Okay.
It's almost going like, it'll almost be like saying it'll be Christ Jesus. You know, the anointed.
Right. Right.
Jesus. And
okay.
It's Jesus anointed.
Exactly.
But I want you to say,
okay,
where did this came about? You know, it is Jesus Christ. How did that?
Okay. Good question. Very good question. And to make sure that everyone understands his question gets into the difference between a name and a title.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because, for example, you take a doctor. A doctor, you could say Dr. Johnson or whatever, Joe Johnson, M.D. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing in terms of how the title can be stated before the name or the title can be stated after the name. And so in terms of saying Jesus Christ, pretty much that's just how people say surnames or your last name. I'm a Smith, so they reckon, you know, they will put Ronnie then Smith. You know, it's not necessarily incorrect to say Smith then Ronnie, but you know, in our modern culture, people don't do that anymore. But they would say probably if they knew your father, you know, Ronnie, son of.
Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, like Smith, he wasn't born of two parents. You know the tradition, if you're born of two parents,
mm-hmm.
you normally go adopt one of the parents' last name.
Mm-hmm.
Since he was immaculate born, and first name that was given to him is Jesus,
mm-hmm.
then he has been anointed. Is that kind of the...
We're still talking about difference between a name and a title. Okay. That's the fork in the road. If we don't know what Joseph's last name would have been, but we know the title of Jesus in right. being the Christ, and that's how we know that Mary, she wasn't Virgin Mary Christ. He wasn't Joseph Christ, you know. And then again, just as you said yourself, recognizing now and positively identifying who he is. It is pretty much even more correct to call him Christ Jesus than versus just saying Jesus Christ alone. Because now we are recognizing him as the anointed one, right. as the Messiah,
exactly.
first and foremost. And remember how many times, let's go to this scripture, and we're going to see this your same train of thought right there. Turn with me to the Gospel according to St. John.
Okay, we have a lot of scriptures
mm-hmm.
where he was called Christ.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
You remember when Peter called him Christ?
Mm-hmm.
And told him that, and Peter just called that name Christ. And I'm thinking that what it means is Son of the Living God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, in Matthew 16:16, Simon Peter answered, when Peter confessing of Christ,
mm-hmm.
but the Christ is still there. Because
mm-hmm.
he just, the confession of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is a good question
mm-hmm.
on where the Christ, and I'm going to look into it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many, numerous of scriptures,
mm-hmm.
you know, that state
exactly.
Talking about Christ.
Amen.
Because Peter even answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But there's other numerous scriptures, you know,
right.
with Christ in it. Mm-hmm. But where it came from, I guess I would have to look further
mm-hmm.
than the Bible.
Well,
here in 1:41, they say we have found the Messiah,
right.
which is being interpreted
as the Christ.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then look there, even the one pastor showed us where it says, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lets you know that there's only one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you never ask someone, is that a, you know, a spouse or a wife?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you say a wife, you mean like, okay, well, next question is, how many do you actually have?
Yeah.
You know, you say the wife or the husband of... And so, you know, if you're saying a wife or a husband, there's something else on the table. And so let's turn to it and find this other example of this very same words being used. The Gospel according to St. John, the fourth chapter, and looking at verse 21. And would someone read from 21 through 30 for us? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. John, the fourth chapter, verses 21 through 30.
John said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father.
Mm-hmm.
You shall know not what we know, what we worship, for salvation is of Jews. But the hour cometh, now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ.
Mm-hmm.
When he is come, he will tell us all things.
Okay.
Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And upon this came his disciples, and the marvel that he talked with the woman. Yet no man says, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her?
Mm-hmm.
The woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and saith to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did, and not this the Christ.
Is not this the Christ, right? And then you see how she said, is not this the Christ,
Christ, right?
Not a Christ,
right.
Because if you say a Christ, that means that there's probably more than one.
Right.
I am a Smith, but I'm not the Smith.
Right.
I'm, you know, because we know that there is more than one. And so she said that this is not this the Christ, letting us know that there is only one. And even when Jesus was speaking, Jesus said in verse 23, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father,
mm-hmm.
not a Father,
mm-hmm.
in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. And then in verse 24, God is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So that lets us know that indeed there are other spirits.
Right.
We know that all the angels were represented as spirits. And so we are speaking of knowing who Jesus is and knowing that God is only God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And that this Holy Trinity is never separated one from another.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're going to hold a meeting with two and the third one is going to be absent,
mm-hmm.
or AWOL. You know, when you meet one, you meet all three.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And so we see that God the Father is indeed the starting point. And God the Son is the distribution method or delivery method used,
mm-hmm.
to carry forth the intention of God the Father. Your word represents who you are, what you mean to state. And then God the Holy Spirit is the power or strength that makes it all happen once the word is delivered. Because we cannot afford just to hear the word. We need the word to have the full power once it arrives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a terrible thing when if you tell somebody something and immediately your words have no power, no weight, you know, they're totally disregarded. It's like, well, you said that yesterday, you know, or like children, you know, when kids are playing and one kid doesn't do what another one likes, what do? They pull out that the ace in the hole, I'm going to tell mama or daddy, or when they come back to deliver news, mommy or daddy said this. It's not that the brother or sister is making this up on their own, but they have the full vested weight and authority given to them by that parent. And that is the same thing that Jesus was operating upon. Jesus told us he was not there representing himself, but who he was representing?
His Father.
His Father, right. Because he wasn't delivering his own word. He is the word, but Jesus came from God the Father, and then guess what? The Holy Spirit had to come from who? Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus told us that if I do not go, the Spirit won't come. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. And so let's continue and turn back to Matthew, where Pastor had us in Matthew, the 21st verse.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, just like last week, jump in anytime you have any thoughts, comments, or questions.
Teacher, mm-hmm. even verse 25, it says, the woman said unto him, I know that Messiah is coming,
mm-hmm.
which is called Christ.
Amen.
Like, you know,
amen.
What he was asking.
Amen.
Well, my study Bible has here that Christ is a title of Jesus as the Messiah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But where it started from, I mean, it was in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Know? After he was born.
Right.
Right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Okay. Matthew 21. And someone read verses 23 through 27 for us.
And when he come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, "Now what authority dost thou these things? And who gives thee this authority?"
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, "I also will ask you one thing, which if ye tell me, I in likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things."
Mm-hmm.
"The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men?"
Mm-hmm.
And they reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did you not believe him?"
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. 26. Uh-huh. And 27.
"But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet."
Mm-hmm.
"And they answered Jesus and said, we cannot tell. And he said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things."
Yes, that's right.
All right. Amen. And so it was just like, every time they were asking Jesus these questions, they were trying to trap him,
mm-hmm.
but he had answers no matter what direction they were going in. And they knew that, okay, we're in the midst of a trap ourselves, you know, but we asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, okay, you need to identify where this power and authority is coming from. And then he told them just pretty much, or they reasoned within themselves. Read that last part of 25 and 26 again.
25.
Mm-hmm. "And they reason
from heaven."
Mm-hmm.
"Okay. From heaven he will say unto us, why did ye not then believe him?"
Mm-hmm.
Okay. "And the same holds for the last part of 26. For all hold John as a prophet."
Amen.
And then you go down to 27. "Neither tell you by what authority I do these things."
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
What, do you think they told a lie? I mean, you know, about John?
Well, they left the blank still there. They didn't want to fill in the blank. You know, they're just like, okay, I'm not going to tell you if it's, I'm not going to give you a straight yes or no, but I might say maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And try to leave that question in your mind. But they knew they had, you know, okay, if we cannot trap him, and all these questions that were coming up trying to find out, okay, what is this process?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll find out even today that many, even babies in Christ will trip and like, okay, I understand God the Father, but I want to separate these other two,
mm-hmm.
or try to reverse the order somehow, or not see the connection between the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and the Father. I mean, God the Father, Father itself means that that's where the beginning point is.
Mm-hmm.
Father, that's where it originates from. That's where the seed comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And who is the seed? The seed is Jesus Christ. And the power that was upon him is the anointing. Remember, the term Christ and anoint is the same word.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same word. And what they was anointed with? The Holy Spirit. The power of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then even when Christ Jesus was telling us that God the Father sent him. God the Father sent Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
When every time God said, "Let there be," that's Jesus going forth. That's Jesus right there, the Word of God. And then when it's coming to pass, who's manifesting that? That is the Holy Spirit.
See, that's the reason why we don't have to question as they did, because in fact, as Christians, we believe that we accept that.
Right. Amen.
And we accept that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the questions that came to them was in such a way, they became scared, really, because they knew
exactly.
that they were captured from either way that they go,
exactly.
no matter what they said or how they said it. But as Christians, we accept it humbly. We are
mm-hmm.
open to
it. Amen.
Because we love God.
Amen. Pastor, go ahead.
Now, you remember when they the disciples said, told Jesus, "Well, you know, teach us, you know, how to pray."
Mm-hmm.
Like John is
mm-hmm.
is teaching his disciples how to pray. So I kind of think that they knew, because John was always talking about the Messiah was coming.
Amen.
So,
amen.
You see what I'm trying to
right,
say?
Right.
That they, you know, they kind of lied or something, or they didn't express that they really knew. Why were they trying to hide it? You know.
Now you're speaking of the priests, or you're speaking of the disciples when you say that.
The disciples.
Okay. Now we know that the disciples, when they were witnessing and walking with Jesus, they had a feeling that okay, this is not an ordinary man. There's something else that's going on here. I mean, hey, just like the whole book, the Gospel according to St. John, is demonstrating the power of God, the miracles, the blessings, the works of Jesus Christ. And so, can you imagine you're beholding some of these things? And, you know, even today it's just like, you know, you cannot believe everything you see. You only can believe half of what you hear. And then if you don't, you know, touch it, feel it, rub it, smell it yourself, you have some questions about it. But they knew, even from that very first miracle, with the water being turned into wine, that, okay, something else is going on here. And then when you're starting seeing the lame walk, the deaf talk, the dead being raised, and especially the incident on the boat with the waves, peace be still, and, you know, what manner of man is this? You know, they knew at that point, hey, I can give him one chance. I can give him two chances. But he's the heavyweight champion. He's taking on all comers. Every situation that comes his way, he's not getting shaken. He's not getting stirred. You know, he's calm. He's cool. He's sleeping in the bottom of the boat. The rest of us, you know, running around like our chickens. Our heads are coughed like chickens. But he's calm and cool. And then can you imagine, even when Jesus is walking upon the water,
right.
You know, hey, they thought they saw what? They saw a ghost. You know, just like, okay, this is not Jesus. And then that's when Peter's faith kicked in and say, okay, Lord, if that's you, bid me come. And then he stepped out on the water. And so they were seeing things, and even as the brother mentioned to us last week, you know, there are things that Jesus has done that has not been recorded in the Bible, and even some of the things that are in the Bible, we still read them and comprehend them intellectually. You know, I read, and I was looking at TV, there was this show, I think it was called Mysteries of the Bible, and I think it was on the History Channel or something, and they were saying that in the situation where he was talking about the kingdom of God, and those who come to the kingdom of God must come as a child. We take that as a figurative statement. And they were saying that, you know, in some of the Gospels, in some terms of what the disciples heard, they took it as a literal thing as he appeared to them as a child. You know, so it was just like, okay, you know, you're going from a man, and now you're showing us a literal child. And so even when we read the Word of God, we have to remember, sometimes some of the things we read, we have to take it, we have to flip it to see if it still makes sense. If it's physical, think about it in a spiritual sense. And then if it seems like it's okay, this must be spiritual, think about it in a literal sense. You know, just like what Mary told them, told the water boys, whatever he tells you to do, do it.
Do it,
yeah. Well, even with the sense that, even though with the disciples, when Jesus was doing all those miracles with them, They followed Jesus, but they didn't understand what he was doing. So he said, what kind of man is this? You see what I'm saying? But then Jesus told them, except I leave, the Holy Ghost will come and teach and spring all things that you remember. When you receive it, then you will understand all the miracles and the signs and all these things I have done. But you know, they didn't receive the Holy Ghost. That's
Hallelujah.
Why they didn't understand.
Hallelujah.
And that's why when you come to Christ, you don't understand the miracles God doing unless you receive the Holy Ghost.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So you're still in the carnal mind.
All right.
Yeah, well, they came to Jesus in their own power, in their own. You see what I'm saying? So I see what you're saying now. The chief priests, amen. They came to Jesus in their own power asking him these questions. Mm-hmm. They didn't come up under the anointing.
Right.
They came in their own power.
And then, as First Lady was saying, this makes sense even today. You know, and then that's what I was saying about some people want to separate
right.
God the Son from God the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit. They want to accept the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
but you don't want to have the relationship with Jesus.
Right.
Right.
You know, you're cutting your own ties at that point.
Right.
Go ahead, preacher.
You know, in them asking Jesus what authority did he do anything, mm-hmm. that comes, they could have went on and on.
Yeah.
I got him. I'm blue by the authority of God. Okay, then you and your father are not one. You know, he could have went on like that. Jesus speaks and says, okay, you answer your own question. That's where he put it, because they could have went on and said, well, you're not, you and your father are not one. You and your father are not one. If it comes from God, well, then mm-hmm. it comes from you too. So, you just stop that thing right there. Okay?
That's right.
Exactly.
When you say I come, for the thought that I come under.
Amen. 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 And let's turn to another one. Turn back to John. John, this time in the 15th chapter.
You know what, mm-hmm. Brother Teacher, that's why people are not being healed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say they believe, but it's in their mind, not in their heart. You got to mm-hmm. believe in your heart that you are healed.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said earlier, you can pray all the prayers you want. You can pray, you can lay hands, but if that person don't believe it
mm-hmm.
with his whole heart, then healing's not going to take place.
Amen.
Because the people are, like I said earlier, still walking in the religious walk.
Right. Right,
you see what I'm
right.
saying? Mm-hmm. They believe God, they believe Jesus, but they haven't received.
Right. Amen.
You know what I'm saying? They haven't received the things that would make sense to them, the things that they can God, the Holy Spirit revealed to them.
Amen.
And it will teach you the things that you don't know.
Hallelujah.
Even the Word of God. Understand
Amen.
It. He'll bring it to your understanding.
And what you were just saying about the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
if you're stuck on God being a man, you still miss it because, like, you know, he's not dealing with,
right.
not trapped in time.
Right.
You know, God. If God is a man, God is either here or he's in Atlanta or he's on the other side of the world.
Right.
But when you're dealing with God the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
he's everywhere.
That's right. That's right.
But just like what First Lady was saying, you got people sitting right near this church that don't believe in that three sides. I'm telling you, they believe in what's comfortable for them
right.
on
yeah.
one side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But
mm-hmm.
they don't accept that
mm-hmm.
in terms of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Do you understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? From
Amen.
The Spirit. They
mm-hmm.
don't. And they sit right in the church every Sunday.
Right. You must receive it.
You got to receive it.
You don't receive it, you will still be in the kind of mind that you are in.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
The Bible tells you that the Holy Ghost will teach you.
Exactly.
And it will bring all things back here with
memory.
It will lead you, and they should be taught by the Holy Spirit, you
Amen.
Know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're just being taught by reading the Word and no understanding, that means you still haven't learned anything.
Right.
Because you're not alive, you have not accepted the Holy Spirit to teach you
Hallelujah.
What thus said the Lord. It's
Amen.
Nothing hard about it. It's accept it, believe it, and receive it.
Amen.
But it got to come from the heart, not the mind.
Amen. 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 That's powerful. That's powerful. That'll preach all night by itself right there.
Amen.
That'll take the doctors and the lawyers that was
Amen.
In the temple.
That's what
the 12-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, he was putting something on at that point. You know. Amen.
So you'll be lost.
Exactly.
So you're teaching them the whole under the anointing. You know, nobody moving because they say, hey, this is strange to me. Like, God, Jesus, he's strange to me. You know, what are you talking about?
Amen. Amen. That's it.
Psalms 23, you can go back to that. How can we quote it? You know, we have quoted all day long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then until you believe that God, that the Lord really is your
right,
shepherd.
Right,
Amen.
Right,
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And know that this David was a shepherd,
mm.
and then he was talking about another shepherd.
Amen.
That's right.
You know, a shepherd talking about a shepherd.
Right, right.
And
Amen.
The same way with us, we got to know who this shepherd is.
That's right.
Exactly.
If he's going to lead us and guide us through the valley and the shadows of death,
mm-hmm.
we got to know that
our shepherd.
He is our shepherd.
Yes.
And not
Amen.
Just claim that because we know that word and we were taught that.
Long
from little
ago.
Kids
Amen.
To
Amen.
Say that the Lord is our shepherd.
Amen.
But I never knew he was my shepherd until I had that personal
Amen.
Relationship
Amen.
With him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Then he said also, he said, stranger. He said, station. My people hear my voice of strangers, they will not follow. So you got to hear know the voice of the Lord. You got to know it's my sheep, know my voice.
Yes.
And
yes.
A stranger, they will not follow. You see what I'm
Amen.
Saying? So a stranger come in, you know, you saying, wait a minute, I hope, you know. But you got to know for yourself. You see what I'm saying? Not with a mind
Amen.
Thing, but a heart thing.
Exactly.
Because the mind can tell you a whole lot of things. But
exactly.
You got to know in your heart.
Exactly.
The voice of the Lord.
And you can't even make it more simple than that. A whole lot of guys, ladies too, are animals, like dogs.
They're like sheep.
Or even like dogs. My dog will come to me if I call it. But a whole lot of times, you got, especially you got a dog that really loves you, and not anybody will call him, and he go come to him. Because he know that voice. He recognize that sound of authority.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When that sound, it can be a block away, a couple of houses out. When he hears that voice. Mm-hmm.
That voice, right, right.
When he hears that voice,
right.
You know, that is why I must pay attention. Something is calling or beckoning me.
Amen.
In regards to all these other noise in the atmosphere.
Yeah. And that's that password.
Right.
You know, that's that only key that's going to fit the lock. You know, some of us have too many keys, what they say, too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, you get too many cooks in the kitchen, you don't know who to listen to. You know, you're like, somebody's asking you to pass in the pepper, you say, well, oregano might work this time around. I say, no, that's not what I asked for. You know, you got to have one system, one process in place.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we see, and as we see here, even when you start looking at, thinking about the different religions, they don't deal in the same system. There's no, how you say, if I'm going to go to football for a second. If my team has a quarterback, a running back, and some of these other players, you look at some of these other religions, they don't have a quarterback, a running back, and a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a guiding force as the Holy Spirit. They may have someone who they claim to be their prophet. You know, they want to compare to Jesus.
Someone like a Jesus-only church?
Well, no, I'm just saying anything. They don't, you know, they don't. When you think of a triune God, that's a fork in the road with a lot of different religions right there, because they can't comprehend. They want to see, they can deal with one.
Mm-hmm.
I can deal with a big fat Buddha or something, you know. I can deal with, you know, some of these other central figures. But when you talk about three in one, that's probably the reason why. When babes in Christ start talking with folks of the other religions, and they want to have this positive relationship and not, you know, not have any differences of opinion, you already start off on different level, because you're dealing with something totally foreign to this person, totally foreign. And then here in this verse, looking at verse 26 in that 15th chapter, someone read that for us.
Verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
When the counselors come, whom I will send to you from the Father,
mm-hmm.
the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me.
Amen.
Keep going.
And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
All this I have told you so that you will come, so that you will not go astray.
Mm-hmm.
They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, a time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering a service to God.
Mm-hmm.
They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me.
Mm-hmm.
I have told you this so that when this time comes,
Amen.
You will remember that I warn you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
I did not tell you this at first because I was with you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Five.
Mm-hmm.
Now I am going to him who sent me,
mm-hmm.
yet none of you ask me,
well.
Where are you going?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief,
mm-hmm.
but I will tell you the truth. It is for your good that I am going away.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I go away, my counselor
mm-hmm.
will not come to you.
Which is the comforter.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
But if I go, I will send him to you.
Mm-hmm.
When he comes, he will convict the world
mm-hmm.
of guilt
mm-hmm.
in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment
mm-hmm.
in regard to sin. Because men do not believe in me in regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer.
Mm-hmm.
And in regards to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned.
Mm-hmm.
I have much more to say to you, more than you can bear.
All right.
Go ahead.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes,
mm-hmm.
he will guide you
mm-hmm.
into all truth.
Amen.
He will not speak on his own.
Mm-hmm.
He will speak only what he hears and will tell you what is yet to come.
Mm-hmm.
He will bring glory to me by
mm-hmm.
taking from what is mine
mm-hmm.
and making it known to you.
Mm-hmm.
All that belongs to the Father is mine.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I said to the Spirit, will take from what is mine and make known to you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Did you read 16?
No.
Go 16. Mm-hmm.
In a little while, you will see me no more.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a little while, you will see me.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the disciples said to one another, what does he mean by saying, in a little while you will see me no more, and then in a little while you will see me.
Mm-hmm.
And because I am going to the Father, they kept saying, what does he mean by a little while? We don't understand, what is he saying? Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, are you asking one another what I meant when I say in a little while I will see you no more, and then after a little while you will see me? I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn
mm-hmm.
while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. The woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when the baby is born, she begins to anguish because of a joy that the child is born into the world.
Amen. 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 So stop right there. Now we see Jesus, he was telling the disciples that he had to go back to the Father, and that was the only way the Holy Spirit would be released.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember, there was a scripture that when Jesus was speaking to them, then he breathed upon them.
Mm-hmm.
And he breathed upon them.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that? That breath was the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Amen. And let's find out the reason Jesus had to return to heaven. Turn with me back to Isaiah in the Old Testament. And one thing that I've also noticed about some people, you know, it's almost like using a telescope.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know when to zoom in, when to zoom out. You just cannot get stuck in one book of the Gospels and then totally ignore everything else,
mm-hmm.
or then try to include something but exclude this one
mm-hmm.
book or this one verse. Everything is connected. Everything is connected about the power of God. Looking at Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and then we know even in the Old Testament, when these prophets were writing these books, they were not speaking on their own behalf, but they were being led by God to write these words. Someone read for us Isaiah 55 and verse 11.
So also will be the word that I speak. It will not fail to do what I plan for it. It will do everything I sent it to do.
Amen.
You will leave Babylon with joy. You will be led out of the city in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into singing, and the trees will shout for joy. Cypress trees will grow where now there are bare.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Myrtle trees will come up in the place of thorns.
Mm-hmm.
This will be a sign that will last forever.
Amen.
A
Amen.
Reminder of what I, the Lord, have done.
Amen. Amen. Now, looking back at verse 11, it says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth,
mm-hmm.
it shall not return unto me void,
right.
but it shall accomplish that which I please,
mm-hmm.
and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jesus returning back to heaven.
Right.
Being that Jesus is the Word of God, when God sent Jesus forth and Jesus comes back, he had to accomplish everything
mm-hmm.
that he was sent to do.
Right.
And that's the reason Jesus returned to heaven. That was the reason he was crucified. Mm-hmm. And then even within our own soul salvation, we have to understand that Jesus had a special purpose within his ministry here on earth. You know, we want to think that we know that he came and he came to save us. But then even within his saving us, he still had a special purpose and a special mission. And, you know, we're just laying out the scripture so everyone can see it for themselves and have that confidence in seeing that, okay, I have seen this in the Word of God. And then at the same time, we're all going to give everyone copies of the scriptures that we're going over. Okay? And so, understanding, when God spoke, Jesus went forth. Jesus had his whole ministry, his whole time on earth, had no other choice but to be successful. Mm-hmm. Nothing less than pure 100% success in A+. He wasn't going to sell for a B or A-. He had to be successful. Amen. Turn with me in the Acts. And look at Acts 10, the 10th chapter.
Mm-hmm. That 11th verse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God, when we are born, we're born with a purpose.
Amen.
And it's the same thing with us. Our purpose is going to be accomplished, and we're not going to leave here until that purpose is accomplished.
Amen.
Same thing. When that purpose is accomplished, time for us to go.
Amen. Job's done. Amen.
Acts what?
Acts, the 10th chapter. Uh-huh. And let's start at verse 34. Now, this section of scriptures is going to let us know that in terms of the anointing, you know, this is the icing on the cake, pretty much, because at the same time, we understand how Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit, but then we're going to hear in this very first scripture, or very first verse, the freedom that we all have as Christians. Mm-hmm. Someone read, begin at verse 34 through 38.
I now realize that it is true that God treats everyone on the same basis.
Mm.
Those who fear him and do what is right are acceptable to him, no matter what race they belong to.
All right. All right.
That's saying a lot.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't know, now you know.
Keep going.
You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, proclaiming the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know of the great event that took place throughout the land of Israel, beginning in Galilee after John preached his message of the baptism.
Mm-hmm.
You know about Jesus of Nazareth and how God poured out on him the Holy Spirit and power.
Mm-hmm.
He went everywhere doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
For God was with him.
Amen. Stop right there. Stop right there. And going right back to that very first one, verse 34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons.
Mm-hmm.
So that means what is good for the goose is good for the what?
Gander.
You know, if the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike.
Yeah.
And so, and then, you know, this is how good God is. God wants the entire world to accept his son, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then those of us who accept Jesus Christ, we still understand that God is no respecter of person. If God is so powerful and awesome to anoint Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, he'll do the same thing for you. In our families, on our jobs,
mm-hmm.
in our church.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't store up, you know, because we are all moving by the power of God. That's how we're able to come to Bible study on a Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is even how the womb is opened up when we were first conceived.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit is doing it. And so, and it says in verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost
mm-hmm.
and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. In that section, healing all that were oppressed of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
That was Jesus' mission right there. If anyone who's oppressed of the devil, they only have one solution that's going to solve that problem. And that's found in God the Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's it. You know, you can try. You can pay this doctor over here to try to fix it. You can pay this doctor over here. You can see this specialist. You can go see this specialist. Hey, every knee and every tongue shall confess.
Verse 34 here, which says God has no respect of persons. There are some people that take that statement, you know, literally, lightly. Mm-hmm. They don't realize that we're gonna have to give an account of our stewardship, even though He did reign on the just as well as unjust. He has no respect of persons. We're gonna have to give an account of our stewardship.
Give us an example of what you're saying, though.
You got to be righteous. You got to be ready for yourself. You got to do His will. Be obedient to it.
But you say that some people think that there is a respect to a person.
Yeah, he thinks it's because God has no respect. God let it rain on just the resident. They can do anything they want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything they want to do is still get the blessing and go to heaven anyhow. Go to heaven anyhow. That's the right thing. They take it literally. They don't say they're supposed to respect the person. Okay, I can do anything I want. God still loves me. Still let it rain on me. What have you done with what I gave you?
Amen. And then also you say at the same time how some people say, well, if I can't get so-and-so to pray for me, you know, this one person lay hands, hey, must be a disconnect. Georgia Power must unplug something.
Sorry.
But the next person, you know, lay hands, they all laid out. You got to call 911 to get them back up, you know. And so God is no respecter of persons.
That's right.
You know, and I remember even in the youth of my ministry, there is no 3-foot Holy Ghost and then a 10-foot Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay? The same Holy Ghost that's on one child of God, whether it's in the pulpit, the choir stand, mother deacon board, pews, is still the same Holy Ghost and power of God that moves on anybody else anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you just got saved. It's the same power of God. There is no restriction. We have to grow and develop our gifts and our talents that God has given to us, yes. But it's still that same power of God that is upon you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we talked about last week. Everybody has a different level that they reach when they start learning.
Amen.
That process that they go through.
Amen.
Some of us accept it a little bit more because we have learned more about
right.
God to accept it. But it's the same for everybody.
Amen.
Equal
Amen.
Field.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. And then one thing we have to realize, too, we cannot ever get so caught up and think that we know it all.
That's right.
Because you will find even some children can walk within the power of God just because they haven't heard the word no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some things. And, you know, I've heard some of the things my 7-year-old prays about. And I'm like, I'm amazed that you even said it in that way to mean that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they're praying sincerely.
Right.
They're not clouded. Well, He may not come when I want him, you know, giving God a timetable. But then, hey, just like what Queen Esther said, if I perish, I perish. You know, you still have to walk in. You cannot look at the clouds in the sky and say, well, it might rain. This might work. This might not. You know, you can't short circuit your own faith that way.
Right.
Too many of us are cutting our own tires
right.
in our prayers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we come to the altar and altar prayer, and then when we're going back to the pew, we're like, you know, we sometimes we feel like we're not worthy of it, and we have to realize God is no respecter of person. If He's going to answer one person's prayer, you've heard one praise report, it may not have been the same type of prayer,
mm-hmm.
but it's the same God, Pastor.
No, I
saw a look on your face.
I agree.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And we got to realize, and can't be disappointed. Some people think every time they pray, we're going to be healed. But we're not going to be healed on this earth all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But our outlook is to be healed, our souls to be healed.
Amen.
Paul was asking God about his infirmity.
Mm-hmm.
God, by grace is a thing. Sometimes I'm sick and we're probably healed with.
Amen. And go ahead, Pastor.
If you're talking about healing, now I believe that God can heal here, and then I believe that sometimes we get our healing on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's God's will that everybody is healed here.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to a lady that had cancer, brain cancer, like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when my mother had cancer, she said, well, you tell your mom that I've been had cancer for this many years. Mm-hmm. I think it was around 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she still lived with it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Some things God don't get rid of.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Until, you know, our new bodies.
Amen.
That we're going to, you know,
amen.
That we're going to have when we go to heaven.
Amen.
So some people don't get healed, and so we just have to deal with the things that we have. But I think where we, a lot of people go, when we hear the word death or cancer, we think of, automatically think of death.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some people don't even get down until they hear that word, you know, until they go to the doctor, and the doctor say, well, you got cancer, you got so many days to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people start going downhill from there because they start believing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. This is like what Paul said about the thorn in his flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a thorn. It's, we all have a thorn, now, whether it may be a sickness or whatever, but he said, my grace is sufficient. But
exactly.
You just got to believe from your heart.
Amen.
That they go back to their heart and not their mind, because their mind will make you doubt. You see
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Amen.
That mind will make you doubt, but their heart makes you believe. Okay, hey, God's going to do it. That's God's problem.
Exactly.
You know? And we grab everything as that being our problem, but if we in Christ, it's not our problem no more.
Exactly.
God's problem.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
And that's he said, my grace is sufficient.
Amen. And then that's when the people start zooming in too close again. It's all about you and your problem.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who else is looking at you. And like, okay, this person was able to go through this situation. How did they do it? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Evangelist.
Here in Matthew it says, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came unto him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Then said he unto him, yes, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the word, there's a key word in that, oh sister.
According to
your
faith. It was saying, that's another key word in there. They said if you
believe.
Able.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe that I'm able.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing the three Hebrew boys there said. They said, you know, we still know that you're able.
That's
even
amen.
If you don't,
amen.
We still know that you're able to do this.
Amen.
That's where that faith come in.
Amen. Amen.
And I like what verse 38 says in Acts. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with the power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That's even when the woman had an issue of blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she used to spend out oppressed. You know,
amen.
Oppressed.
Amen.
But when she saw Jesus,
amen.
She trusted him with God.
Right.
Amen.
All the money, I mean, she would all, and that's how we do. We go all over the world seeking for healing, spending all our money doing this and this
right.
and that.
Exactly.
All we got to do is seek Jesus.
Right.
Right.
Save yourself time, energy, and money, huh?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And then, you know, sometimes we're looking for so many different solutions. You know, that's why they have these, 3 o'clock a.m., 3 a.m. infomercials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just like, let me find that right one, find the remote, find the telephone, the credit card. You know, people are shopping and buying anything. And you know, I know y'all just like me. You've seen some things on TV, and you're saying to yourself, I can't believe anybody in the world in their right mind would buy that. And the next thing you know, you walk around, you know, you either see somebody with it or you read something like, these people made millions of dollars selling this snake oil, you know.
Amen.
You know, and then And then even when I look at, let's say, look at TBN or something, and the, you know, somebody's sending off for the, you know, you have enough faith to pick up the phone and request the prayer cloth. Yeah, but why not get connected yourself?
Right.
You know.
Amen.
You know, and many times we've gone through situations ourselves, and if it were not for that situation, we would not have gotten closer to God anyway.
Right. Amen.
You know, many of us, until things start happening within our own marriages, our own relationships, we didn't bend our knees as we should have. But at the same time, when we were in, you know, hey, I've almost drowned when I was, what, in fourth, fifth grade. I know what drowning feels like, literal drowning, drowning in water drowning. And I know what it felt like when I got out that water of being saved, you know, from that experience, you know. And it's one thing, you know, there's a prayer in the fire, but when you get delivered,
amen.
when you're brought through, you know, your faith walk changes, your faith talk mm-hmm. changes. You cannot go through the fire and come out the same way.
That's right.
You know, hey, just ask Gennaro.
Amen.
You know, ask somebody who's been in prison or been bound or something.
But it's not just that, even things you have in your life.
Amen.
You know, with nobody but God that brought you through.
Amen.
You know, like you said, through the fire. You know, and our lives we've been trying through the fire. Mm-hmm. You know, but did you come through it? Are you still there?
Hallelujah.
But once you receive Christ, you know that Christ is going to bring you through.
Amen. And isn't that the difference between the saved and the unsaved?
That's right.
You know.
But when you are unsaved, you don't know how you're going to come through. But once you receive Christ, hey,
amen.
You know he's going to bring
that's
you
right.
through.
That's
amen.
It's a different opinion. I know he's going to, but that's your faith. You got to believe that. And then nobody can teach you.
Amen.
That's something that's something you have to have within yourself. I can't tell you that. You know what I'm saying? But that's something you got to know. No matter how
amen.
Many times we go through trials and tribulations, I can tell you God brought me through. And I believe that I know he brought me through.
Amen.
But where's your faith? You got to believe he can bring you through too.
Amen.
Like you said, no respected person.
Exactly. Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. I mean, and then with our faith, guess what? You know, we have to believe something at that point.
That's right.
You know, you just don't go from unfaith to faith. You know, the Holy Spirit is dealing with you to develop that measure of faith.
Uh-huh.
Brother Preacher,
I was just thinking that how God put some of us on exhibit to show others.
Example, yeah.
Amen.
How can you keep on trusting God and not being in all this debt?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes some of us be on exhibit, you know. There's all of this and things.
Amen.
You know what? That's like
well,
Michael Vick. He said that he found God.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
You see,
amen.
Right.
He found
amen.
All the money in the world
couldn't save him. But God still don't have no respect for us.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Then that
trouble
can be received.
I'll become all right.
That's right. He said,
"Me
and my father gave
me,
I lost none."
Exactly.
Watch what he told him.
He
got to do that
time,
no matter what.
Amen. And we think about Paul when
that's
Paul
right.
was persecuting the church.
Uh-huh.
You know.
You
amen.
Right. We all go through to come out.
Amen.
Right.
Because God has a time for everyone.
Amen.
You know, He have a purpose for everyone. We don't know how we're going to get to that purpose, but we got to go through to get to that purpose. We're going to get to that purpose, though.
Amen.
We're going to get there. Like, he might have to go to jail, whatever. We all had to go through something to get what God wants to get our attention.
That's right.
Amen.
Because money and fame don't do it.
Amen.
Dying in the pig farm don't do it.
Amen.
We need somebody to bring us out. You know?
Amen.
And that's God. He's going to get our attention regardless of what. No matter what. How he have to do it, when he have to do it. He don't care how he do it, but he's going
exactly.
to get it.
Exactly.
He don't care how long you run, you know, all the stuff. It don't matter to God, but God got his own time set.
Amen.
But you're going to come. You can run all you want, but you're going to come.
And then what about our own testimonies that we've never told?
Right.
The jail sentences we should have had?
Amen.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
The medical reports we should have had? You know, the car accidents we knew we were, yeah.
But
yeah.
God.
You know, amen.
Amen. But God.
If that doesn't strengthen your faith, even as a Christian,
amen.
Nothing else will. I mean, when you know that you are guilty.
I know for a fact, when I was much younger, military, just ain't no way. I had a little Toyota Celica, banana yellow, believe it or not, with a beige top. And
You couldn't tell me. I know math. I couldn't spread out a curve. And up that circle, four wheels up in the air. I'm going like, nah. There's no reason. Everybody say there's no reason you should walk God.
Mm-hmm.
But God.
But God. Amen.
Yeah, I've been through some
experience. Amen. You know, I called
I
my. Myself surprising my wife, and we were just married 3 months, leaving. She was in Charleston going to nursing school. I was here in Atlanta, and I called myself going to surprise her. She knew I was coming that weekend, but I called myself either coming at Thursday or Friday early. I'm out there on I-20 and hydroplane. I'm going east. Next thing I know, I'm hydroplaning. I'm looking back at the sun in the west. I'm in the median now. I'm in the median. I go in the median forward. 18 wheelers coming from the other way. And then I go back in the median. He keeps me there in the median. Mm-hmm. Nothing but God. Nothing but God. No organization I've been a member of could do anything for me at that point. It was only that relationship with Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over our pastor. We're going to end for the night. There was, I think, maybe one page, but we can save it for next week or another time. Amen, Pastor? Huh?
Amen. Do like something. Go ahead.
Give my jokes in before we go.
Joke that had testimony.
Anybody got testimony? Go ahead. You know, we talk about humorous and jokes and stuff. Man. We talk about little Zachary. This guy was little Zachary. And little Zach, he was having a lot of problems in math. And his mom and them didn't know what to do with him because he was having so many problems. So they reached the final straw and they said, well, we're going to roll him in a Catholic school. So they put him in a Catholic school and everything. And next day, little Zach came home. Little Zach straight up to his room, got in there, did his homework, and straightened out. He was everything. Wow, something's going on here. Next thing you know, little Zach came down. She called him for dinner. Zach ate dinner, went right back and did his homework. And came back and was getting everything taken care of. Finally, Zach got his report card. Zach brought his report card home. He just slid it on the table, went on up there. His mother went over and read the report card. Zach got an A. He said, I got to find out what's going on here with little Zach. They went up to little Zach's room and said, little Zach said, what is it that you got an A? He said, was it the nun? He said, was it the discipline in there? Was it the priest? Was it the uniform? Zach said, no. He said, you know what, Mama? He said, on the first day when I went over to that Catholic school and they had that guy hanging up on that plus sign, I knew they meant
business. That's all right.
Plus sign. All right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. I need you to say something tonight. Yeah, you. I need you to testify.
Huh?
It was one of the good testimonies.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I did a long thing. I enjoy coming. I learn something every time I do come.
Praise God.
Praise
and
God.
I love participating.
Thank God.
And I mean, as we go along, more people come, we'll have more folks.
Praise God.
Only reason when I wasn't able to be here is because I didn't have a way. So when I was like I said, I'm getting my coffee now. I'll be here on a regular basis.
Somebody got your telephone number?
No, nobody in the church got nothing.
You need to give it, please.
Well, he has, but
yeah,
about
but if when he's not here, we still need it.
Right.
Amen.
The brotherhood will take care of you.
Okay.
Man.
I'm going to tell you that right now. Don't worry about it. I told you, you're going to come to the meeting
right.
Next Monday.
Right.
And we're going to talk to brotherhood again. What you don't worry about that.
Okay.
That's minor.
Okay.
Okay? All we'll
right.
Get you here. Don't worry about
all
that.
Right.
All right. I'll get the number. I'll take care of that.
Okay.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
I'll take care
amen.
Of it. Let me have a call with you.
You don't have to call me.
Where
is my bond? Don't throw that around light.
Okay.
Amen.
I appreciate that.
Tell a testimony.
Come on, tell the brother. You got something to say tonight?
Okay. Anybody, Deacon, I see you back there. You got anything to say? Testimony?
I do not God. It's good to be back in the house. I love being at work with late, but still had Bible ceremony.
Amen. I'd like to say, look how many men here tonight. Brotherhood of Monday night. I just want y'all women to I want y'all to eat it up.
Amen.
What do you do with it first, man?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah, that's
all. Amen. Amen.
Today I signed my lease to the house.
Amen.
Now, I live in my
it's
house.
In your name.
Yes.
Amen.
I appreciate y'all right. You and me to step up, but now it's my responsibility.
Amen.
And soon as possible, I would like for you to come in. Mr. Chris in the house.
Amen.
Amen.
Gave it to me.
Amen.
I guess we're ready to go home. What is it, Tyler Perry?